Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I'm going to try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorito.
On August 20, 2020, Mexican defender Julián Araujo saw a video on Twitter that made his blood boil.
Was when I was getting out of training and...
In the video, you can see farm workers doing their job. It's what's in the background that infuriated the soccer player.
There was like a huge fire, a lot of smoke everywhere, and
Julián retweeted the video with the following words: "If anyone has any further information on ways that I can help, please reach out. These men and women deserve better." In the video, you can see what appears to be a wildfire, with columns of smoke devouring the blue sky.
We couldn't verify where the video was taken or who recorded it. Still, for Julián, seeing the video reminded him of something he's always known.
I know it's a difficult job. They work under all terrible conditions.
The video upsets him, but also saddens him, because in those workers' faces, he sees his dad's face.
My dad worked in the field. His first job when he came to the United States was working in the field, as well as my mom, my aunts, uncles, my brother has.
That's why for Julián, being the son of a farm worker in the World Cup doesn't just make him proud. It also gives him an overwhelming sense of responsibility to do something for that community.
I've grew up around it my whole life, and that's why I want to use my voice and my platform to help this cause.
I'm LX News host Eric Alvarez, and I'm joined by Juan Pablo Ángel, a Colombian goal-scoring machine.
Thank you, Eric. This is my new favorite futbolista, where we introduce you to some of football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
Julián Araujo grew up in Lompoc, California, a city with about 44,000 people, 2 hours north of Los Angeles.
The city gets its name from the Chumash. People works for Lagoon.
It's a small little town. Everybody kind of knows each other. We have a good football high school team. Soccer team's all right.
Today, Lompoc is one of the most important hotspots for agriculture in California and the country. The fields in Lompoc produce many of the strawberries we consume in the United States. These fields are an important part of Julian's identity.
A la edad de 15 años.
I started working in the fields at about 15 years old. I started working there like many migrants, with false papers.
Con documentos falsos.
Jorge Araujo is Julian's dad. The crop fields were the first places to give the undocumented immigrant from Guanajuato, Mexico, a job.
Es un trabajo muy duro. Todo el día tiene que andar uno a...
It's a very difficult job. You have to be crouched over, minimum 8 hours a day, 9 hours, sometimes 10 hours. The first thing I started harvesting was lettuce and celery. Then I did cauliflower, broccoli, spinach, cilantro, everything to make money.
This is how Julián remembers those days.
I watched my dad wake up very early is something that kind of he kind of instilled in me. You know, when I seen him waking up to go to work, I would never kind of see my dad because I was always at practice, and when I would get home, he was already sleeping. And yeah, it was just something that he got up for to feed us, to feed our family, to make sure that we were good.
This is what working in the fields was like for Julian's dad.
We worked in the sun, in the rain, in any circumstance, really. It was badly paid, and on top of that, we didn't get overtime.
That's why Jorge knew he wanted to leave the industry as soon as he could. After 10 years in the fields, an opportunity to become a truck driver presented itself.
I'd tell my kids to do well in school, not to stay stagnant, so they didn't have to be a field worker. It's not bad to be a field worker, but it's a lot of work, so I always told them to go after their dreams and that they'd make it.
His new job, along with his wife Lupe's job in the school district, would be enough to support their three children and their dreams.
I'm thankful because they did whatever they could. They provided as much to me, my brother, and my sister to accomplish whatever we wanted to do to support our dreams.
The seeds for one of those dreams were planted when Julian was very young.
I've known from a very, very long time that I wanted to be a professional soccer player. That was on my mind. That was all I did every day. I wasn't someone that was on video games. I was someone that was at the park kicking the ball with friends.
This is how Julian's mom, Lupe, remembers it.
Siempre hay muchas anécdotas. La dedicación se la vi siempre.
I always saw his dedication. Since he started playing in the AYSO, he's never complained about a game.
AYSO is one of the biggest youth soccer leagues in the United States. This interest in soccer was something that surprised the family. No one in the family had ever played it, even for fun.
I'd never touched a ball in my life. Well, I mean, I've touched one with my hands, just that, but I never kicked one. I didn't even like going to soccer games. Seriously.
It is no exaggeration to say Julian played every single day.
That park? He would go play at that park with his older brother's friends.
We visited Julian's parents in Lompoc. They showed us the park Julian played in growing up. The park is literally across the street from the house.
After he finished playing, Julian would stand by that pole and yell that he was ready to come home. My wife would go out and help him cross the street.
And he would do it. I would just hear the, "I'm ready," and come out.
Julian's interest in soccer quickly became an obsession.
It got to the point where he asked me to be the team's coach, but I told him, "I don't know how to play, son. I didn't even know what offside was. None of that." But I said, "Fine, I'll go get certified." I went, I got the certificate, and the following year I coached the team.
By 10 years old, Julian was catching the eye of his teammates' parents.
I would hear a lot of comments from adults, from friends, and strangers. People that would just show up to an AYSO game because they came to see Julian, some Julian Araujo kid.
When it came time to go to high school, Julian decided to go to Lompoc High School. Splitting his time between classes there and soccer at the Santa Barbara Soccer Club, but he only spent 2 years there. At 16, an irresistible opportunity presented itself.
They loved how he played. They offered him a full scholarship.
Lupe is talking about the Barça Academy, a residential training program in Arizona affiliated with FC Barcelona, one of the preeminent soccer teams in the world.
Julian was super excited. And well, we didn't have a choice but to support him. They explained how the academy worked, and we were very pleased.
What happened next is a quick succession of events, so pay close attention. While in the academy in 2018, Julian received tragic news.
That year, my best friend passes away, so all that kind of just plays a big part in my career. It was when I first started.
Julian was about to board a flight to La Masia, Barça Soccer Academy in Spain, when he received a text message. His best friend, Michael Taylor, had passed away unexpectedly at the age of 20. He didn't know whether to board the flight or go back home to be with Michael's family.
And
he remembered talking to Michael, I think, the night before, and that Michael had told him, go try your best, show them what you're made out of.
To honor his friend, Julian decided to board the flight to Barcelona. Off the field, he spent the next months wandering through a dark cloud of grief. But on the field, his career was taking off. The Los Angeles Galaxy wanted him for its second-tier United Soccer League team, LA Galaxy 2.
6 months after the death of his friend, Julian became the youngest player to represent the United States in the 2018 CONCACAF U20 Championship. His success and potential were impossible to ignore.
But in November of that year, 8 months after losing his best friend, Julian received another call.
I wasn't home. I was in Florida, I think it was, for about 2 weeks.
Lo único que le dije a mi esposa que me le marcara. Le dije, no, es que le quiero decir porque...
I told my wife to call him because I was like, what if I don't wake up tomorrow? So I told him everything.
Que le comenté todo a él.
After weeks of feeling exhausted all the time and palpitation in his heart, Julian's dad was diagnosed with leukemia.
Es que sí le dijo, sí habló con él y le dijo.
He talked to Julian and told him, I want you to continue with your dream. I want you to give it your all. And I promised you I will be there the day you make your professional debut. If you work hard, I will also work hard.
Echas ganas, yo también le voy a poner todo lo que yo pueda.
That year was one of the most difficult for the family.
You know, my mom couldn't work. My dad wasn't working. Thankfully, they had money saved up. You know, I had just barely started my career. And they were just paying the medical bills, paying the house bills.
And he's done it!
That year was bittersweet. While his dad was fighting for his life in the hospital, Julian signed his first professional soccer contract with LA Galaxy in May 2019. It was a tremendous milestone, but the accomplishment didn't change anything about his dad's prognosis.
They gave me chemotherapy for more than a year, I think. A year and some change.
Every single day he was in that hospital, his family would be...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Visit him. Even Julian, who lived more than 2 hours away, will go every night after practice.
He didn't have a car, so he'd get a ride or get someone to bring him.
From LA to Santa Barbara, on the way back, I would drive him to Oxnard. My sister would then drive him to Los Angeles. The whole family rallied to make it happen because Julian wanted to be there. We would be driving him back at midnight so he could be at practice the next morning. Jorge would tell him, you don't have to be here. But he would say, no, I want to be here.
They were able to get through that moment financially with help from their neighbors.
The whole Lompoc community, it was insane because we held fundraisers, and I think because of them we were able to get through the time because they helped. We had, I don't know, like tamale sale, different like fundraisers, car washes, and I think that's where we raised the most money.
A year after the diagnosis, they received the news.
As time went by, I was improving until I finally entered remission, and it's been 2 years now.
Yeah, he's in remission. He's good. He's clear of cancer.
The experience completely changed the family.
You do a, you can't even say 180-degree turn. It's more like a 3,000-degree turn, because you think things through better. You think before you speak to your kids, what you say to your wife, the words you're going to use. If you say bad words, you change them. You swap every stupidity for something good.
Cualquier estupidez la cambias por una cosa buena.
But yeah, it was a difficult year, one of the most difficult years that I've had in my life, my career. But together as a family, we got through it. And I'm thankful to God, pray every day that, that he's good.
The experience has helped Julian decide how he wants to write this next chapter of his life.
My mom always sees faces that were at the fundraiser that supported us through a difficult time. So we're always, as much as we can, we want to give back as well. We're thankful to God, and we want to give back as much as we can as well.
We continue to look for the helpers, people making a difference in our community.
And today we find one in a professional soccer player born and raised in Lompoc and is now giving back to his community in a very big way. His name is Julian Araujo.
In June 2020, at the height of the pandemic, Julian and the LA Galaxy Foundation donated food and grocery store gift cards to dozens of farm workers in Lompoc.
There was a note that accompanied each one of those gift cards.
When the sun goes down, you continue working. Thank you for working with your hands, your mind, and your heart.
For Julian, it was crucial to help farm workers since the community was deemed essential workers during the pandemic. But unlike other essential workers like doctors, nurses, and grocery store workers, farm workers tend to have far fewer rights and protections.
En este país, los trabajadores agrícolas fueron...
In this country, agricultural workers were excluded from the federal labor law of the 1930s.
Pasado en los 1930s.
Deanna Telef-Santores is the executive director of the United Farm Workers Foundation, an organization that advocates for the rights of field workers in the United States.
En aquel entonces, congresistas dijeron...
Back then, Congress said the federal labor law need not cover agricultural workers because black people do not deserve the same rights as white people. Those were the words they used back then.
Fueron sus palabras en aquel entonces.
Diana is referring to the National Labor Relations Act of 1935. The law established the federal right of private sector workers to organize trade unions and strikes. Back then, the majority of farm workers were black.
And today, laws like that one keep excluding farm workers, whether they're black, Mexican, Latin American, it doesn't matter.
The aftershocks of these laws can be felt every day. Today, agricultural workers in many states have fewer rights and fewer protections than other workers. In fact, California is the only state where overtime pay for farm workers is required by law. And that only happened in 2016.
Something as basic as access to a bathroom does not exist. They have to go out to the woods. And in those woods, some women were telling us, there are snakes. So they live with this fear of using the bathroom because they don't want to get bit by a snake.
The pandemic brought many of these inequities to light.
COVID-19 is disrupting the farming industry on many levels.
Social distancing doesn't appear to apply to agriculture.
So getting to the fields usually starts with a bus ride, making social distancing practically impossible.
Well, farm workers continue to stay out working in the fields, but now some of them are starting to speak out about the difficult and dangerous conditions they've been working through.
That's exactly why Julian Araujo decided he had to do something more to help farm workers in his hometown.
Julian contacted us. He wanted to help.
In February 2021, Julian went to Lompoc with the LA Galaxy and the United Farm Workers Foundation to distribute more than $26,000 in aid.
Yeah, so I was in Lompoc when I actually gave out like some some school supplies because school was about to start, some food to the family.
Él hizo muchas donaciones de...
He donated a lot of soccer balls too, backpacks full of things like toothpaste, face masks, and other things the families needed.
Sí, muchas cosas que necesitaban las personas durante ese tiempo.
Julian also had the opportunity to connect with youth in the community. Some wore his jersey with the number 22.
I just want to say thank you for everything that he's doing for our community. It's just been hard. And just the help that he's able to give, just like even like the slightest thing helps a lot of families. A lot of people don't have to eat sometimes, and sorry.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede, for me too. Can I get a picture?
Siempre le hemos inculcado que cuando él tenga un sentimiento o un deseo de ayudar a alguien.
We have always instilled in him that whenever he feels like giving, to not think it over too much, to just do it. Why? Because it's a wonderful feeling. When you feel like helping someone, the satisfaction of knowing you made a small difference, even if it's in just one person, that's extremely gratifying. Better than, I don't know. A goal?
No sé, a lo mejor que un gol.
I think from that day when I actually went firsthand and seen all that and had conversations with different people, is some when I, you know, obviously it made me want to continue to keep using my platform, to keep using what I have and what I can, whatever I can do to help them.
The United Farm Workers Foundation has a lot of goals on the horizon. One of the biggest ones is getting Congress to pass a bill that would help protect farm workers from heat exhaustion. The bill is named after Asunción Valdivia, a 53-year-old field worker who died of heat stroke.
Es uno de los trabajadores que falleció aquí en California.
He died here in California from a heat stroke. He had been working 10 hours already, and it was very, very hot that day. It's 105 degrees Fahrenheit, and he died when that could have been prevented.
Cuando pudo haber sido prevenido.
The law would require employers to provide shaded spaces where workers can take shelter in cases of extreme heat.
Hay más días más calurosos. Vemos que el clima...
And now we're seeing even more days with extreme heat thanks to climate change. There have been a lot of farm worker deaths, a lot of people fainting who need this protection.
Que necesitan ese break.
How can you help farm workers?
Pues el movimiento campesino siempre...
The farm worker movement is always looking for volunteers and people who can help us. Since we're a nonprofit, we rely on people like those who are listening to this to provide donations. Any type of donation helps us do our job. That's how we've accomplished what we've been able to do up to this point. It's thanks to the help of people who know and believe in our farm workers, the field workers who provide the food we eat. They deserve the dignity we all deserve. They deserve dignity.
A este país se merecen la dignidad que se merece.
Julian plans to keep collaborating with the United Farm Workers Foundation whenever he can. With his work on the pitch, Julian Araujo, son of a farm worker, wants other kids like him to be able to dream as big as he has.
Two routes where I could go. One route is to achieve my goals and my dreams, and there's another route where, you know, obviously you don't want to take, and it's my goal is to, you know, give back to Lompoc. Inspire the young kids, the next generation, and hopefully let them know that no city is too small and no dream is too big.
On the next episode of my new favorite futbolista, this U.S. defender grew up in the city that Martin Luther King Jr. once called the most thoroughly segregated city in the United States. Now, he's using this platform to fight racism in soccer.
I'm not going to pretend like it was just, it's just the most racist place in the world, because no, there's definitely places that are just as bad, if not worse. But I mean, I think you can kind of feel the tension, you know, in some parts of Birmingham that you don't feel anywhere else in the world.
Get to know Chris Richards on the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista.
Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. There will be over 500 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device. This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by LX News and Telemundo. Juan Pablo Angel and I were your hosts. Fernando Hurtado wrote and edited this episode. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroit were the supervising producers. Matthew Glasser served as managing editor. Jeremy Berg and Matt Goldberg served as executive producers. Tony Pierce was the motion graphics designer with support from Aaron Pennell. Justin Covington, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Kwatsing Gutierrez, and Sanjesh Singh were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the media manager and quality control editor.